Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Everybody, Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback, AM 790 in Houston. Sean, you were one of the big believers in Baker Mayfield, and now he's won his first playoff game. What a performance, huh, by the Browns against the Steelers?
Yeah, you protect the football. You lead. You don't buy into the, well, it would have been so easy. Even the human mind and nature always says, and we discussed this last week, and I told you guys that sometimes, you know, guys will step up and realize and that we're better than just having to worry about having a head coach on the sideline. Not that Kevin didn't matter, but, you know, you elevate. You lose a player, you elevate. You lose your coach, you elevate for whatever reason. If you're a good team, and they are, and he's a good player, and from year one to year three we've seen, and especially this year when I said at the beginning, this is a monster year for his growth and for the way that we look at him and for his future as a Brown, and he's answered. And he did in the playoffs. He outdueled them, took care of their business, protected the ball. I'd like a better second half from the whole team. I know they had him going, but I just don't like you letting, because Ben's capable of throwing for 500, and he did. But, yeah, he you know what, he just took care of his business, and he's playing like the guy that we expected, and he is starting to learn and understand the process of making everybody around him elevate their game too, and he did. And here we are moving on again. We finally, after all these years, the Cleveland Browns, and it's not just Baker Mayfield, but we have an identity in Cleveland, and it's about time.
Sean, what happened to Pittsburgh? I mean, from start to finish, that team looked defeated. Obviously, the first play of the game was a disaster, but even after that, I mean, the Browns just straight took it to Pittsburgh.
Listen, we know this, and we talked about it. They were really complete when they were healthy, you know, nine games in. But they were at no time this year like putting their foot on people's throat for the most part and dominating them. They were fine. They were getting by. And then an injury here. And then the Bud Dupree thing. And then Ben looked a little, I mean, he put it, he throw for 500 yards. He can still throw it, but the sense of urgency all over the place. And listen, I don't mean this on one guy. It's the whole team. They're just, I think they're old in some spots. I think we took them for granted in others, meaning we thought that we overrated them. And they don't run the football very well. And when you're one-dimensional, which they become for the most part, it's a problem. And they're not dominating you physically like we're used to. I'm talking about on a consistent basis. All this, they have it in them. We've seen in second halves, or we saw them battle back into this game. They have that capability. But you know what, I start to wonder, now listen, if Mike Tomlin ever came available, I'd hire him in like 15 minutes. He is a hell of a coach, well-respected, a voice that not only do players around him and teammates respect, but around the league, and he wins. But maybe after this time, guys, everybody's voice in pro sports, Pat Riley's, Phil Jackson's, John Gruden's, John Madden's, maybe Belichick is the aberration, but eventually the speech and it gets a little bit Andy Reid's and Philly moving on. I mean, whether it's for fired or moving on, Bill Cowher, you get to a point where you wonder, am I making the same impact? Like I said, he'd be hired in 2 seconds flat, but maybe Pittsburgh, you got to start to think, is the quarterback played his last game there? He looked awful emotional. What's Mike going to do now? You don't fire Mike Tomlin, but I just, maybe Pittsburgh needs a change up, because there's a sense of urgency. Something's missing. And I know injuries matter, but teams have overcome those, and it's been a crazy year. Both Ben and Tomlin can both coach and play still, but there comes a point in time when a change of venue and a change of scenery sometimes is good for everybody, not just for the players but the coach as well. So the better team won, the team that's playing better, and with a more sense of urgency and more physical, they won the game this past weekend.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury. Sean, you're right. I agree with that. I said yesterday I think the Steelers should move Tomlin, even though he is a great coach and another team would be smart to hire him. I just think he's been there so long. The other thing you said I think is really important is about being one-dimensional or not being one-dimensional. The Steelers are. And I'm hearing a lot of people say the Browns just got to run it all over the Chiefs. They got to run. And the Chiefs are the best team in football. If you're going to beat the Chiefs, you have to be well-balanced, I think, and both sides have to play great. They did it against Pittsburgh. I think they got to do it again, be balanced and efficient to beat Kansas City. What say
couldn't
you?
Couldn't agree more. Listen, I've said all along, and we had discussed this too, Bull, about being set up for January football.
Yeah.
Being able to run it, being able to get after the quarterback and be physical at the point of attack, the line of scrimmage, and have a quarterback that protects the balls and can make plays and be that guy under pressure in January. That you, right. You have to have, I mean, there's other things, but you better have all three of those. Quarterback, you better be able to control it and run a four-minute drill, but be balanced, and you sure as hell better be physical and have a defense and can get a few stops when necessary because there's so many good quarterbacks. Listen, the easy thing to say is say, oh, no problem, man. Just go out there and run it down their throat 60 times. What happens if they go 4-3 and outs? And, I mean, right. I know how good Chubb and Hunt are, but did anybody watch Tennessee last week, how Baltimore played Derrick Henry? They tried to run it down their throat. They shut him down, and then they couldn't come back from it, although it was a close game, and they lost, and they couldn't stop the other quarterback running or right. throwing. And being two-dimensional with his feet is they tried to, and the best runner in the league, and we can argue what we want, but he put up a 2,000-yard season. They loaded it up, and they said, you're not beating me this way. And so the Kansas City Chiefs aren't stupid. While the Baltimore Ravens' defense is better, how do you think that they'd probably go about this? Right, you're like all defensive coordinators, and Dustin, you know this too. Stop the run, and trust us to make enough plays. Stop the run. So they're going to be thinking the same thing. You have to be balanced. And unfortunately, you ain't for the Browns. You're not playing a team that's just kind of average. If you go 3 or 4 3 and outs in a half, that's usually going to end up 10 to 17 points with the Chiefs. Usually, it's the way it works. So you better be balanced. This isn't a game where you can throw it 8 times. This isn't the 49ers Chiefs. I mean, the 49ers Saints. I think it was aberration where what Jimmy threw it 8 or 9 times. That ain't happening. Kansas City, and their goal is going to be to make you chase and get you out of your game plan. It also doesn't mean that if you're down 14-0, you go away from the run and decide that we're going to be a passing fancy Pittsburgh and throw it 68 or almost 70 times. So you can't just run it down the throat. Yes, you'd love to shorten the game. Yes, you'd love to keep Mahomes on the sideline. But they're going to get their possessions somehow, some way. So you better be balanced and you better go at it both ways because Kansas City ain't stupid. They know what your game plan is going to be. You want to be physical. But Baker will have to, at times, match throw for throw with Mahomes in this football game to win. Can he? Yeah, I believe he can make throws. 3 touchdowns last week, no picks. Do not give them the short field, and you can't punt 3 or 4 times. And I can promise you this, that balance you're talking about, you kick 4 field goals, you're not winning. I'm just telling you,
yeah.
if you kick 4 field goals and score 2 touchdowns, what's that? 12 and 14 is 26. That ain't going to be enough, usually, when you're playing the Kansas City Chiefs. So they better be balanced, and they better mix in the run. And, yes, I'd like to see the attempts be up around 28 to 32 rushing attempts, and then they'll be in the game. If it's in the teens and they get out of it, then they're in trouble. You're going to have to do more than just run the ball every down to beat Kansas City.
Can't wait for Sunday. Sean, great stuff as always, man. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be on with you guys. Enjoy it, man. Thank you.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.